All right, from Studio Live in Cumberland, BC, you're listening to the Edible Valley Podcast. I'm Chef Jonathan Fraser.
And I'm Darren Howlett. And thanks for joining us as we check out and learn more about the food culture of the Comox Valley and beyond. So, John, we're here for a bit of a special episode.
Yeah, a little bit of a special episode. And yeah. You kind of went solo this week.
Maybe. I mean, James, yes, everybody knows, right, is our... As our sound guy, the guy that puts up with us, puts a roof over our head on this.
And then and makes us sound half decent. Yeah.
James of Studio Live here. He and I went out to Flavor, and yeah, we got to talk to everybody that was doing anything there. And although we tried to get everybody, but that was a full day in and of itself, was just trying to have 2 minutes with everybody that was doing something. It was that congested with so much talent, so many people there.
I know, you were lucky to get out at the very beginning before everything got going, and you hit almost every booth.
Almost. I think we missed about six or seven due to either lineups or there were sound issues. There was some pretty blaring music in certain corners.
You were saying something, you were trying to hit the Blackfin.
I know, yeah, the Blackfin, it was this almost like comedy of errors. So there's this main strip on Flavor, and we got, as everybody was setting up, we got right up to the next booth, would have been the Blackfin, but then we had, you know, the doors were opening and everybody had to sort of bustle back to their places and get ready. And then so we realized that we had some time, people weren't going in as fast. So we ended up going to the back end and thought we'd work our way down. And of course, we worked our way down to the Blackfin, and then it was too busy. They had this lineup. So we're like, oh, okay, well, we'll have to come back. And so we actually went and did a couple other things and did another tour, got everybody else off in the wings, and came back, and they had a lineup wrapped around their booth all over again. And we didn't even get to talk to them. Like I said, there was a couple that we didn't get to talk to, but we made a point of saying Blackfin because I felt bad. It was like we were obviously trying to get there, and they were obviously willing to have us there and just didn't coordinate.
Well, now it just has an excuse to bring them on and do a whole new episode on them.
Absolutely, yeah.
But
absolutely.
You did get a chance to talk to some great people and some
tons
interesting
of people.
Stuff.
I got to talk to lots of our past guests, which was fantastic catching up with them. Lots of people that you know, haven't been on the show but are doing some crazy or great or amazing things that I wasn't even aware of. And then a lot of the potential guests, people that we've been talking to that are, you know, oh, maybe I'll come on. Well, you know, we've got a slot for you. And I think, you know, it really won some people over. And on top of that, we got to talk to a lot of the actual patrons, the people that were paying to be there to try all this fantastic food out, and got their perspective too. It was a good day.
Wonderful. So yeah. I think the best thing is just to say that we've broken this down to take out some of the things, but
yeah,
you have everyone's name in there because you were
That's just it. So James and I, and actually you know, we've all been doing this. We edited this down. So this was, you know, me talking to 40 some odd people, and it got very repetitive very fast. The asking essentially everybody the same questions. We've done this little edit just to put it together so you can get a feeling and a bit of a taste of what Flavor was like.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoy. Thanks for listening.
Joanne Steele of Locals Restaurant.
At Locals, our booth is doing Vancouver Island farmhouse chicken. We're doing drumettes, and they're being served with a green Thai coconut curry sauce. I'm looking forward to the people coming to our booth and enjoying what we've brought.
Yeah.
And they'll be talking about the other booths that they've been to. And
for sure.
And so I'm looking forward to hearing snippets of conversation throughout the day.
Talking to Evan Ryder.
I'm with Locals. We are, this is my first time at Flavor. We have a golden eagle sable fish.
Right.
That we got from the west coast of Vancouver Island.
Perfect.
It's a beautiful sable fish. I've worked with it before.
Yeah.
And we are putting it on a minted citrus Israeli couscous.
Fantastic.
We have a beautiful Dijon mustard from the Mustard Lady.
Right. Well. Actually, yeah, we just had Nancy Ferry. We just had her on the show just a few episodes ago.
It's beautiful mustard.
I tasted
it too, and it was
fantastic.
Potent, but it's delicious.
Yeah. Awesome.
So
okay.
We made an aioli out of it.
And so you said this is new to you, so you're just taking in the day. You don't know what to look forward to.
Yeah, I don't know how busy it's going to get, but...
Oh, it's going to get crazy. Chef Wes Erickson, can you tell us a little bit about what you're doing today?
What we're doing today is a panko-crusted halibut with raspberry coulis and basil aioli. And the halibut's caught right here in British Columbia, and it's one of the most sustainable fisheries in the world. We're looking forward to all the booths here. Everything looks fantastic, and I can't wait to get out at about 3:45 and see how much I can consume in 15 minutes before it all closes down.
We're with Megan now from Salmon Point Resort. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Great. And is this your first time at Flavor?
It is, yes.
And what have you brought with you?
We have brought our house white seafood chowder.
Right.
And house smoked candied salmon.
Nice.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I can smell it right now. What are you looking forward to today? What?
Just meeting people and letting them know that we're here and hoping that they're going to come on in and see us.
Standing here with Chef Aaron Rail from White Whale.
We've got a spiced pork sausage.
Nice.
And a potato bun.
Yeah.
We've got a few condiments. I've made a sort of mustard, tomato, cucumber concoction.
Interesting.
You could call it a chutney.
Yeah.
We're calling it like your ketchup, relish, and mustard all in one. So it's nice. A wonderment.
A wonderment. Like it. Fantastic.
We got some coleslaw. We got some grainy mustard. And awesome. We are pairing it with a Townsite Tin Hat IPA.
What are you looking forward to today?
Not rain.
No rain. I was really worried. I woke up this morning and I was like, oh God. But yeah, it looks like it's holding out. The sun's coming out. It looks like it's going to be a good day.
We got a few hours to get through, but I think we might get there.
Right. Okay, thanks.
Stop by for a sausage.
I will. George Earler from Blue Moon Winery. Is this your first time at Flavor?
No, this is our third time.
Fantastic.
Been here every time.
Every time, yeah. Actually, maybe we can talk about what you've brought today.
Oh, we brought some ciders, some locally made ciders, and we got some port-style wines or dessert-style wines.
Right. Fantastic.
Hi, I'm Catherine Kirk from Yummies and Yours Greek Cafe.
I don't remember if you were here, but then again, I didn't really get out.
I was here a few years ago.
You were?
Yes.
So this isn't your first one?
No, this isn't my first rodeo.
What are you looking forward to today?
Oh, just serving up our wonderful beef and lamb to some of our customers.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll be out. I know the crowds are forming at the gate.
I know.
They're biting at the bit to come in here and eat some of our amazing food.
Morgan from Longwood Brewery. Is this your first time at Flavor?
No, it's our second time here.
Fantastic.
It's one of our favorite events of the year.
What do you got going on today?
We are having four different options today. We have our Island Time Lager, which is our newest. All the ingredients are grown within 20 kilometers of our brewery.
Nice.
We have our Russian Imperial Stoutnik. We have our Steampunk Dunkelweizen and the big one IPA.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and they all have some sort of local ingredients in them.
What are you hoping to get out of it?
Oh, just a good response from the crowd up here. And hopefully some tasting of some awesome food as well.
We're with Lisa now from Signature Oil and Vinegar. First time at Flavor?
No, we've been here once before. It was a fantastic success for us, so we're excited about today.
Well, what have you brought with you?
Organic extra virgin olive oil and barrel-aged Italian balsamic vinegars from Modena, Italy.
Nice.
Yeah, we have four different pairings, which we're sampling with focaccia bread from Grains Bakery. So today we'll be serving Tuscan herb and 18-year-old traditional balsamic, a blood orange extra virgin olive oil with a cranberry pear white balsamic, my favorite, a blackberry ginger dark balsamic with Persian lime olive oil, last but not least, garlic olive oil and Neapolitan herbed balsamic.
Anything in particular you're looking forward to?
It's very nice to see our existing customers and let them sample some products that they might not have tried before, but we are mostly excited about meeting new people who haven't discovered our concept, who need to learn more about the fantastic health benefits of organic, fresh, extra virgin olive oil, and so those folks we're most looking forward to seeing today.
The Beaufort Wine Booth with Katie. Katie, is this your first time here?
This is my first time here, yeah.
Yeah. So you have nothing, you have no idea what to expect.
I imagine there's going to be a lot of people wanting to drink our wine.
Yeah.
So we have three offerings today. We have in white Ortega, which is a state-grown, dry, white, really zesty, nice flinty character, beautiful wine. We also have some Bodacious, which is an off-dry white, Epicure, Ortega, and Schoenberger blend.
Right.
And we have Sabotage in red, which is a Leon Milot, Maréchal Foch, and a Cabernet Foch blend.
Are you looking forward to being that you've not been here before? What do you?
I am looking forward to eating some of Ivan's truffles a little later.
Wonderful.
I am not looking forward to drinking anything because we're not allowed.
Right.
I am also looking forward to checking in with Avenue and locals right across.
All right. I'm here now with Chance from Avenue Bistro. And what do you have going on today, Chance?
Well, today we're doing one of our signatures. It's just a little smaller version. I've got a Togarashi seared tuna on a little wonton crisp. We're doing a little wasabi aioli.
Nice.
A little avocado puree, and then a little soy ginger coleslaw. This is my first time at Flavor. I just moved to the Valley from Victoria. I've been here a month and a half.
Oh, wow. And how are you finding it so far?
I love the Valley.
Yeah.
We have a four-year-old, so it's been really nice being able to go swimming at any given notice.
Anybody briefed you on what to expect out of Flavor? Or
I haven't done this event, but I've done similar events before in Victoria, so I know what to expect. It's going to be a clobber fest right off the bat.
Right. And anything you're looking forward to in particular? Or
Seeing a couple people I haven't seen in a long time. I did grow up in the Valley early in my career and moving away. But seeing a couple people I haven't seen and just trying some new foods.
Here with Anne from the Cumberland Hemp Company. What have you brought today to Flavor?
Well, we're presenting Hemp Scream.
Wow.
Which is a product that I invent, and it is made with hemp milk and coconut milk.
Interesting.
And various flavors. And honey from these bees and those kind of local inputs.
Right. Been to Flavor before?
I've been a couple of times. Just once before as Cumberland Hemp, and then I was with the Comox Valley Farmers Market another year.
Excited about?
Well, just introducing more people to an understanding that this exists in our valley.
Right. I didn't even realize it existed until just now.
There you go. So lots of people don't.
Yeah.
I've been featuring it at the Farmers Market for a number of years.
Right.
But just recently got it out into the retail market. So
perfect.
A few more people are starting to hear about it.
So Don, you're from Custom Gourmet.
Today we've teamed up with Pontissimo Pasta.
Right.
And we're doing a chewy, cheesy pasta cup with a sun-dried tomato pesto on top.
First time?
No, we've been here for every 4 years now.
So wow.
For the last 4 years.
Looking forward to today?
Just interacting with people.
Yeah?
And just being in the same space as all these foodies and all these suppliers and all these chefs. It's just a great energy that it brings to the valley. I like that.
Molly from 40 Knots Winery. Hi, Molly.
Today we have brought our Pinot Noir, our White Caps Blend, and our Safe Haven Port.
Fantastic. And what is this your first time?
This is my first time, yes.
Oh, wow. And what are you looking forward to?
I am looking forward to meeting everybody and just sharing our wine with all of our guests.
Joe from the Riptide Pub. What have we got here today?
Well, we've got an array of different canapés and hors d'oeuvres, different like crisps and stuff. So we're looking to try to get like a splash of color by having a bunch of different items here.
And anything in particular that you're featuring?
Well, we've got local albacore tuna pokey in a wonton crisp cup. And we've got local English cucumbers from Patterson Farms with a smoked salmon and goat cheese roulade, and house-made raincoast crisps with a blue cheese mousse, toasted filberts, ripe pear. There's a whole bunch of like nice seasonal fun little snacky bites.
Anything you're looking forward to today?
I'm just looking forward to seeing all the faces from the Comox Valley and the Camel River region, and hoping to rub elbows with a couple of these other nice chefs here.
Perfect.
A number of them who I know, so I'm looking forward to getting to have a little visit with today.
Great. Doug and Liz Champagne here from Chaberton Estate Winery. Is this your first time here?
It is, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, really looking forward to it.
Fantastic. And you've come a little bit farther than most.
Well, not really. Our winery is in Langley, but Liz and I are both living in Bowser now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're fairly local. Yeah.
So this is a local event for you?
It is, yes.
Interesting,
yes.
Interesting. And so what have you brought with you today to Flavor?
We brought a Reserve Merlot.
Right.
And a Reserve Syrah.
Nice.
And we brought a Cab Franc, a Reserve Cab Franc.
Wow.
All of our red wines are sourced from the South Okanagan.
Right.
Black Sage area and the Naramata Bench, a bit from the Similkameen Valley. And our whites are all estate grown right in Langley. We've got 65 acres in Langley where we grow all of our whites. We brought a Sigariba, a Bacchus, and a Pinot Gris.
What are you looking forward to today?
Oh, I'm overwhelmed by the beauty of this venue. This is spectacular.
Right. It's a pretty beautiful venue, I gotta say.
We've just been walking around looking at food. Can't wait to get at it ourselves. We get a little break in about at 3 o'clock, apparently, that we're allowed to sample.
Yeah.
So that's what That's what we're more than anything looking
that's,
forward
you're
to.
Not,
that's a terrible thing to say.
No, but that's you're not the first person to say that. That there's a lot of people looking forward to the sampling. Yes. So, Christine from Stonehouse Teas, welcome to the Elbow Valley and welcome to Flavor.
Thank you.
What do you think so far?
Oh, it's amazing. What a great day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love to be here.
Not deterred by the rain at all?
Not at all. We came prepared. We brought iced tea and hot tea, so we're covered no matter what the weather.
Perfect. Well, what exactly did you bring?
We brought two flavors of hot tea, our black market spice and our rooibos caramel cream.
Nice.
We also brought iced tea, so we brought our green Japanese tropical sencha and a herbal tea strawberry raspberry.
Fantastic.
And then as a sweet treat, we're also doing little carrot cake cupcakes with cream cheese icing. This is the first time Stonehouse Teas has been here. Yeah, we're in Campbell River on 11th Avenue. So this is our first year being part of Flavor. So yeah, it's very exciting.
Any booths you're trying to check out?
Absolutely. I just want to go and meet, you know, some of the other vendors and who's here and see what their offerings are and see how the event's going for them.
Darren from Cumberland Brewing Company. Darren, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Great. And despite the rain, how are you feeling about today?
It's going to be great. It's actually just tapered off, and the people have got a great attitude, and they're really willing and interested in trying our stuff, which is fantastic.
Yeah, that's great. I know. I mean, it looked like it was going to be a bit of a damper there, but it looks like it's coming around. What did you bring today?
We brought two beers. Yeah. We have the Forest Fog, which is our American unfiltered wheat ale.
Okay.
It's really citrusy and refreshing. And then we have our Red Tape Pale Ale, which has got a little bit more hopping to it. I refer to it as a shy PA, not quite an IPA.
Nice.
And but it has a lovely malt base underneath it. It's a really nice pale ale. We're just really happy to be enjoying the seasonal changes.
Yeah.
We just went through summer, which is a really busy period, and I'm enjoying the changes that come with fall, a little quieter room, a little ability to spend more time with our customers and talk about our beer, and it's great. I'm really enjoying it. And then before we know it, we'll be into winter and Christmas and skiers and yeehaw.
Chad, Flavor today?
Really just getting more knowledge of what we've got to offer, not only in the brewery, but up in Cumberland. We're really coming into our own up in Cumberland, and we're making it more of a food and beverage destination
all the time. I absolutely see that happening. The foundations are starting there for a little food mecca in the Cumberland. So we're here with Tanis from Church Street Bakery. Is your first time at Flavor?
No, it's our fourth time.
Your fourth time at Flavor. Fantastic. Yeah. So you sort of know what to expect, how the day is going to go.
Yep.
And what have you brought today? What are you doing?
We brought pizza to make in the wood-fired oven that we usually do at our bakery with the wood-fired oven that we have there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have a few kinds. Our vegetarian, Greek vegetarian, classic, and a cheese.
Perfect.
just enjoying the day and serving all the fun people here.
Alistair, you're representing Phillips Brewery here today?
Phillips Brewing and Malting, as we do our own malts now.
Oh, wow,
fantastic.
We have
our own malting plant. We have Blue Buck, which is our deep amber ale, great balance of malt and hops. We also have Bizarro, which is a Berliner-Weisse. A Berliner-Weisse is a type of soured beer. So quite tart initially, but then there's a nice flavors of citrus. So far, so good. We had a little spritz of rain, but I think it just got it out of the system, and now we're ready to roll. Oh, I'll be stuck here the whole time. I'm just glad to see all the smiling faces.
We're here with Monique from the Mark Anthony Brands, specifically Mission Hill today.
So what I've brought today is the Five Vineyards of Pinot Grigio and the Five Vineyards Cab Merlot. It's kind of a Cab Merlot kind of day today.
Yeah, it is. And how's everybody receiving so far?
Absolutely fantastic. I have to say our Pinot Grigio, we just featured it in the San Francisco Wine Festival.
Fantastic.
We won 98 points, double gold, and best Pinot Grigio.
Wow. Have you been able to get out from behind the booth yet?
No, absolutely not. I came by myself.
Oh, no. Well, anything you're looking forward to trying out while you're here?
Yes, absolutely. I'm looking forward to trying some of the flavor bites from around the area.
Right.
I did take a tour around at the beginning before it started, and it looks really good.
Well, I'm here with Corey from Prime Chop House. How are you doing, Corey?
Good.
What's your take on the day so far now that things are underway?
Oh, it's great. It's always a great cross-section of people, and it's a chance for some of the business owners to get outside their doors and out doing something fun. And
For sure.
The weather's holding, which is great. We have a prime rib canapé. Kind of on almost like a crostini bread.
Right.
The other one is a slider, so a little bit more of a sandwich with some prime rib and some demi-glaze that we make in-house. And
nice.
Kind of a little bit of warm, a little bit of meat, and some bread, and people leave happy. Just soak up some of the wine and beer.
John Grayson from Hornby Island Winery. How are you?
A great event. Everyone's happy, and they're all trying our magic bubbles. We brought for the public to taste our apple with organic ginger,
right?
Our raspberry and our cranberry with a hint of dark chocolate.
Wow, fantastic.
The cranberry with dark chocolate comes with an official warning.
Oh?
It does cause some people to smile involuntarily. General response is enthusiastic. In fact, overly enthusiastic.
Oh, perfect.
People love magic bubbles.
Ivan's Truffles at Flavor. How you doing, Ivan?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Yeah?
Well, the rain died off, so that's nice.
Yeah.
Good crowd, lots of good food, lots of good booze,
yeah,
and chocolate.
Yeah, right. Well, there was quite the lineup. I saw that there was a bit of a stampede almost at the beginning there. You still have food left?
Oh, yeah, we got lots of truffsicles left.
Oh, fantastic.
It's worked out really well because people are going Atlas for some ribs.
Right.
Then they're going to Hoyn for some dark matter and then
over to Ivan's.
Yeah, perfect.
They got dessert. It's almost like a little mini tour right at the entry gate.
Yeah,
here,
totally.
So what are you hoping to achieve today? What are you hoping to get out there and try?
I want chocolate in people's mouths.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Totally. It's good at supporting the school.
Yeah.
And good cause, good people, a lot of locals.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I've been really, really impressed so far. I thought with the impending rain that some people might not come out, but all the vendors here, it seems like all the patrons are here. Looks good.
Yeah, totally.
Chef Jonathan Fraser of Atlas Cafe, of Edible Valley, of everything.
I'm everything. Thanks, Darren.
Yeah. It seems really odd to be interviewing you, considering this is also your show. But you're here as a vendor. What have you brought for everybody to try today?
Well, today I was lucky enough to pair up with Alan and Harry McWilliam from Tannadice Farms.
Right.
So we got some pork ribs from them. So I've been spending the last few days smoking ribs.
Yeah, the smell is just incredible.
Yeah, and so we did them with a little hoisin glaze, and we're just finishing them off on the barbecue here and serving them to everyone.
Wow.
And we did a little crispy potato chips.
Right.
And we're putting a little apple slaw, so I got some apples. I made a joke and said, hey, does anyone have some apples? And everyone showed up to work with a crate full of apples from around here. So,
right. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so it's been a lot of fun. So
good stuff. What's your take so far?
Well, it was a little scary when it started because the clouds opened up. We had a bit of rain coming down here. So for me, it was like, okay, great. So we pulled the tables in a bit.
Right.
And we were the front tent here. So it was
First
entry. So everyone hit us.
Right.
But it wasn't hectic. They slowly let everyone in through the gates and it was a nice casual feel to it. And so everything.
Yeah.
I'd like to sample a little bit of everything, and I think I'm going to be lucky enough to actually get a chance to do.
I know. I think you actually are. I mean, it's really intensely lined up right now at the far end. I think because as everybody's made their way through, but I think that even that's going to start lighting up pretty soon. So you might just get out there and get to try everything. Brian here from Hoyn Brewery. How are you doing, Brian?
Good. Thanks.
Great. Great. Yeah. Is this your first time at Flavor? This can't be your first time at Flavor.
No, we were here 2 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Great.
And the brewmaster and his wife were here in the 2 years before that. Since the origin, Hoyn has been a participant.
What do you think today? What do you think? How are you feeling about it?
Oh, it's great. Yeah, the people love our product. That's always great. Because, I've been to a few of these events, and our product goes, sells itself.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have already come here informed.
Right.
And they have their favorites, and they just want to try it again. And
yeah, fantastic. So what did you bring today?
Well, we actually brought our whole flight.
Oh, wow.
So we have 7 beers available.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So, and everything's available for trying?
Everything's here.
Wow.
Our whole fleet of 7.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
And anything that you're trying to get out and do today?
No, we're not supposed to try any alcoholic beverages because we're servers.
Right.
So that leaves us with the food end of things.
Right.
Yeah. There's some pretty outrageous looking foods out there. I wouldn't mind getting my hands on.
Fantastic.
So, actually, my wife just came back with a
sampling. Oh yeah. I was gonna say. I can see right now. It looks like you've got some from locals. You've got some from, even the yummies and euros. So I'm talking to Ashley and Bonnie, two of the patrons, the guests at Flavor. What's your take on the day so far?
I love it. I volunteered 2 years ago, and it was great. So this time I actually get to interact and taste the wines.
Yeah, I know. I was here 2 years ago as a vendor, too, and not being able to get...
Interact. Yeah. Really. Yeah. It's a nice experience. It's different from volunteering because... volunteering, you're allowed to taste the foods, but you're not allowed to taste the wine that go with the food.
Yeah.
So it's a whole different perspective. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, being that you were here and you do have that perspective, what do you think about this one versus a couple of years ago? Anything new or exciting that hit you or struck you?
The flavor profiles are more West Coast style this year, I've noticed.
I found the same thing, too. I found that a lot of people are sort of embracing what's local and from here.
I love it. Last year or the couple of years ago, it was a little different with... They had more meat, like beef and pork, rather than salmon and seafood and the West Coast living that we are here for.
I've tried things that I didn't think I'd like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Definitely pushing our boundaries. Yeah.
That's great. All right. Well, thanks so much for back to Flavor, talking to Chris, another one of the patrons, the guests at Flavor this weekend. What's your take on it? What do you think? Is this your first time here?
This is my third time here, and it's amazing.
Yeah, great.
We've only hit up half the vendors so far.
Oh,
I'm extremely full already.
Yeah, that's one of those things that happens here, right? You just get caught up in trying everything, and you don't even get your halfway through.
And yeah, we've tried almost all the breweries so far, which are amazing.
Fantastic.
A lot of the wine, delicious new wines.
Yeah.
Just tried a new local wine, never heard of that yet.
Nice.
I don't remember the name.
That's all right. I'm sure it'll come out in the end when we do our full report.
Yeah.
And any of the food vendors that you haven't got to try out yet?
Haven't tried locals yet.
Right.
It looks like it's going to be amazing.
Yeah. I know
I think everything is amazing so far.
Yeah.
There's been no complaints.
Great.
This is by far the best so far out of the 3 years I've come
to. Everybody's saying that. Everybody that I've talked to so far, they're saying that I think it's not as overcrowded. And it seems also that the vendors that have returned sort of have figured out what to expect, and they're a little more prepared for it. So,
by far the this year's concept seemed a lot more toned down.
Yeah,
not as many crowds.
We're talking to Greg, another one of the patrons here at Flavor. What do you think of the day so far, Greg?
I think no matter what the weather is or what it's doing, it can't ruin the day.
Yeah,
the day is fantastic.
What have you tried so far? What was your any particular standouts?
It's one of those things. We were talking about that earlier. You try one, you think that's just got to be the best thing you can absolutely possibly taste, and then you move on to the next booth, and you forget about what you just had the booth before, because everything here is absolutely amazing.
Fantastic.
And we've done about 3/4 of it yet, so I'm sure there's even more tasty stuff around the corner.
Absolutely. I know. I think that a lot of people aren't even aware that there's this other alley, and it winds around, and then...
Yes.
So what's your take? I know that you've been to Flavor before. What's your take compared to previous?
People have gone out of their way to create more flavor.
Yeah.
But maybe that's why they call it Flavor. But it's just, I find the flavors at every different booth are just bang on and just amazing.
People are saying that it feels a little more special. People have put a little more effort, a little more thought.
Absolutely.
And not as crowded, so makes it for a little easier to get around. I know in the past years it's been a little overcrowded.
For sure. And, and every year, you always see people that you know. But this year, it's just, I think I know like 90% of people here. So it's a very, very, very community, very community support here.
Ben Ziannini from,
formerly the Hub Cafe.
Formerly the Hub Cafe. You've been on the podcast before. We did a full episode on the Hub. And
thank you very much for that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What's your take on the day?
Oh, fabulous day. I mean, despite the weather, everyone is having such a good time.
Oh, I know, right?
The food, the drink is amazing.
Yeah.
Once again, what a valley.
Yeah.
Wow, look at the skill. Look at the creativity that is in our little village.
I know. I mean, it's amazing. It just seems like every year everybody steps it up that one notch, and this year's no different. Have you been able to get your way all around, or are you still making your way?
I think most of the way. Yeah, there's a lot. There's definitely a lot.
I know, right?
Definitely some highlights. Hoyn Brewery.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
I know. And they
Can I give them a shout out? Am I allowed to do that right now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. That's okay. The whole thing. I'm surprised too. A lot of the breweries came with one or two things to sample. Hoyn brought their entire product range. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. Like, good for them, honestly.
Yeah.
40 Knots.
Yeah. Fantastic.
One of my faves again.
Yeah.
And I think Avin, you kind of stole the show for me today here.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to say all this?
Absolutely. Oh, good. Okay. We want your opinion. We don't want the watered down version. We want to hear exactly what you're thinking. Yeah. That's great. What really stood out with them?
I don't know. What can I say? I think, you know, it just tasted great. Fantastic. I love their presentation. You know, and I think they always do such a good job.
They do. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's great. Thank you so much for taking a minute out and talking
Thanks,
with us,
you
man.
Guys. Are you kidding me?
All right.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that for the last little bit there, and I hope you learned a few things about flavor. We'd just like to invite you to comment on this and give us any of your feedback, and maybe tell us a little bit about how you felt about flavor if you didn't get a chance to talk to us. You can send us an email at theediblevalley.com or ediblevalley@gmail.com. And also you can send us something on Facebook. We'll put a little thing up there about how did you feel about flavor. So
yeah, perfect. All right, and thanks again, of course, to sponsors, Atlas Cafe and Ivan's Truffles and Butcher's Block have been so supportive, and we really thank them for their ongoing support, and look forward to maybe bringing on another one or two supporters. So if you're interested, give us a call or give us a text, email, what have you, and we'll get you onto that list.
All right, thanks for listening.